House Democrats unveil a new political platform today, a six-part statement of principles on matters such as national security, fairness, and opportunity. The manifesto will be designed to fit on a pocket-sized card so candidates can keep it at the ready. With Republicans holding a comfortable majority in the House, Democrats face a tough fight if they want to win it back. Representative Nancy Pelosi is the Democratic leader in the House. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of these are broad, not surprising principles. Make health care affordable for all Americans. Reduce dependence on foreign oil. Why are the Democrats laying out this agenda? I mean, are you taking a page from the Republican Contract with America a decade ago?
No, we are not doing that. Democrats are unified, focused, and totally committed to taking bold steps to strengthen the middle class. That is the heart of our democracy. So it's about the middle class. It's about democracy. Our new Partnership for America's Future is our pledge to the American people to honor the values that are traditional in our country. Of course, our national security, a sense of community, opportunity, fairness, accountability to the American people.
Of course, there are no specifics on this pocket-sized card, but will you propose legislation and then on which of these areas?
Well, what we're saying here is that when the American people elect us to the majority, they will have a roadmap as to how we will govern, and we will succeed, and when we do, so will the American people. So it's not about a pocket card. It's about a concise listing of priorities to give a clear message to the American people of hope and optimism that we can go in a better direction, and that, again, Democrats are unified and focused on this. There's a great deal of excitement among the House Democratic members because this represents over a year and a half of policy work that we have been doing under the criteria of clarity to the American people, credibility in terms of what we are proposing, and consensus within our caucus.
Well, specifically, give us a couple of the top priorities, and then how much will they cost?
Well, part of one of our values that we are reaffirming our commitment to today is accountability. So we have made a strong commitment to no deficit spending and being accountable to our children for not putting them into debt into the future, which is the case in Washington, D.C. right now. So you ask about price. I'll answer back about price. This is about credibility, consensus, clarity, and is it paid for? That's an important component of what we are doing. But, for example, when we talk about fairness, the issue that we highlight is about health care. Fair access to quality health care, in our view, is a right, not a privilege. It's a matter of American fairness that American people all have access to quality health care. When we talk about opportunity, we talk about education. Our focus today will be on higher education and the cost of it to America's young people so that when they go into college, they are not going seriously into debt.
Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry we're out of time here. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry?
Thank you very much. We're just out of time here. Representative Nancy Pelosi of California is the House Minority Leader. Morning Edition has also invited Republicans to talk about their agenda.